We've got a question here from Doman Punzer or Puncher, not sure, on Facebook, and says, does being prone to allergies have a genetic factor? And how have these genes survived in the human population? Why haven't we just bred them out? Perhaps Rick would be a good one to answer that.
Well, I think some of those genes probably were preserved in the human population because they protected people from infections such as these helminth parasites. So it's the other side of the coin is that the same reactions that now give us allergies, I think Pam mentioned this at the very beginning, are protective against some parasites.
Pam, anything to add to that?
Yes, that's a good answer. I mean, there does seem to be some genetic basis, but it's quite loose. We know if one parent has allergy, the child is more likely to, and if both parents have allergy, the child is even more likely to. But it's quite hard to pin it down to a specific gene. So there are certain genetic associations, but it's quite loose.